Oh, it is just like you to turn up and scare me.
Is Mama with you?
Oh, come now, Pastor. Will you help me get her up the stairs?
Certainly. Easy.
And when I get you tucked into bed, I am bringing you some warm soup. And the boys, Herman and Joseph, you must tell me where everyone is. Oh, please, I want to see everybody.
You will not recognize my little boys, Rose. They are big now.
Here we are. Now I think I can manage faster.
Yeah, I can let myself out, thank you. You must stay with your sister.
Oh, thank you, Pastor. Thank you so much.
I am right here, Ross.
Oh, I did sleep.
Of course you did. You are going to need a lot of rest.
I have done everything you told me I had to do, Felice. I am in bed. I ate that soup. I even slept. Now I want to see Mama. Do you think I will frighten her with my appearance? No, I will not frighten her. I am in bed.
Dear Rose,
no. No?
Well, let us not talk about it now.
No, she is not dead. Oh, no, Mama is not dead.
Rose, you must not get upset.
Oh, no, all that time I held on for her. I stayed alive for her. I talked to her. She is not dead. No.
Dearest Rose, it was a long time ago. Please, Rose, we have each other.
Where are my brothers? Where are they?
Rose, I am going to call the doctor.
No. You stay here. You've got to tell me who is left.
No one
is left. They're all dead. They were all killed.
We have each other.
Aunts, our uncles in Vienna. All of the relatives in Budapest. Oh, no. No, not Aunt Caroline and grandmother. Oh, no, it is not possible. There were so many. There are too many. Oh, you do not know. You do not know. Mama.
You have got to try not to be upset, please. Please.
Mama, where are you? Oh, Mama. Mama, I tried for you. I tried to stay alive. You let them kill you, Mama. Oh, Mama, you should not have let them kill you. I need you, Mama. Oh, I will always love you.
It is wonderful to have you sitting with us at the table, Ross.
It is quite something to be downstairs. And that is all your good nursing care.
Well, Felice learned how to be a nurse in the war. That's one of the reasons I think we survived.
To think of you all hiding in the mountains all those months.
Once we were found and questioned, but because we were Christians, the Germans let us go.
Our lives were spared.
Oh, thanks to God.
Yeah.
I think I will never eat cabbage soup again, Felice. Once I find something else to eat that evening.
Oh, me too, but it is food.
I have got to find food somewhere.
You do?
No, of course I am not going to stay the rest of my life here with you.
You've had to give me your bed.
Rose, aren't we are glad to do it. You cannot possibly leave.
Rose, what are you talking about?
I want to do missionary work in the city. You live too far out in the suburbs, for one thing.
You are crazy. There are no places to be found in the city. No one has space. Everything is bombed. People are sleeping on floors, under bridges. Do you think you would rent a flat?
There must be somewhere.
There is not somewhere. And you are still sick, and there is no food. Oh, and even if there were food, you have no money to buy it. Not that there is food. Oh, now, let us not talk about this. No, it's very upsetting, Rose. You're just crazy enough to try it.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow what?
I try it tomorrow. The Lord did not spare me to lay in bed.
Oh, Alex, you talk to her.
It is quite impossible.
I know that. I know how difficult things are.
Impossible.
How difficult things are in the city. But there is so much suffering there.
And you will just go and add one more person to it all.
Oh, no, Felice. I can bring such hope and such comfort. I know what people are suffering. It is not possible for me to meet someone who has suffered greatly and not to be able to say, I understand. And I can offer them the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Think of it, Felice.
Well, maybe when you are stronger.
I can get stronger in the city. I will take care of myself.
You are going to leave me then. Just when you are getting better, to starve to death in the city, to be beaten by some drunken soldier while you are walking around looking for something to eat or wrong.
I will go first to the church and see if anyone there has a place for me. I know the Lord will take care of me.
Ross, even the camps did not take that stubbornness out of you. It is unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
Oh, all right, Ross. We will drive you to the church, and I suppose we could give you some cabbages and onions in a sack, but after that...
See? That will be wonderful. See how the Lord is taking care of me already.
Are you still down in the basement?
Yeah. I am still sorting through these boxes. Oh, it is wonderful. This church basement is full of the greatest treasure in the world. And nobody ever looked in these boxes all through the war.
Well, we knew they were books, hymn books or something. But books
or something. But they are Bibles. Look. Look, they were sent by the American Bible Society. There are hundreds in Czech and some in German. I do not know what all.
I've got something wonderful to tell you.
And I just told you something wonderful.
Oh, yeah, I know. But, Rosie, you won't have to live from house to house anymore. Guess what?
What?
There is a Salvation Army woman who has a flat in the city. She's being transferred for a while to another city, and she wants a good church person to live in her flat so the authorities won't take it away from her.
A whole flat?
Yeah. It is two bedrooms and a tap in the kitchen. It's wonderful.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, I can hardly believe it. I will not have to impose on anyone anymore.
I can't believe it either. And there isn't a single bed empty in the whole city, Rose. And you have a whole flat. You can have your Bible studies and a plenty of room and the literature you are always nailing off all over the place. You'll have a place for
it. Oh, the Lord is good. It is wonderful.
And Rose, there's one more thing.
What?
Well, upstairs, in the church office, there's a woman.
Yeah?
Well, you speak English, don't you?
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what she wants, but perhaps you could come and talk with her.
Oh, of course. Oh, and Maria, carry up an armload of Bibles for me as we go, will you? Mm-hmm.
Well, praise the Lord that you speak English. I can hardly believe it.
And you say you are a missionary.
Yes, I'm that, my dear. I spent years and years of my life being a secretary for a member of parliament in Toronto, Ontario. Well, I told you that I am a Canadian, didn't I?
Yeah.
And then, after the war, I said to myself, enough is enough. I've done church work all my life in Toronto. The Lord has called me to Czechoslovakia, and so I up and came. And here I am. I've had a terrible time since I arrived. There's no hotel, no rooms to rent, certainly no apartments. It's quite something that you have a flat.
Well, I have just had it for 5 minutes.
You don't look very well, my dear. Have you been sick?
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm a wonderful cook, and I love to do it. You love to cook?
No, I have never had to cook in my life.
Well, then it's all set. I'll do the cooking. I'll put some flesh on your bones.
I am afraid there is only cabbage to eat.
That's what you think, my dear. I didn't come to Europe with my eyes shut. In my trunk, I've got flour and oil and lots of tins of staples. They'll help us out a lot.
Oh, but I could not take what you have brought.
And it's all settled. I'll just come along with you then to your flat. And when we get home, I'll bake you a nice plate of Canadian baking soda biscuits.
For all her beauty and talent and promise, the life of Rose Warmer was a life of immense suffering. Even before the ravage of World War II broke upon Europe, her rebel nature and agnosticism brought her to the brink of suicide. Her conversion to Christianity gave her healing and joy beyond her most desperate dreams and spiritual fulfillment as a Jew. But just as her life was opening as a missionary to the Jews of Europe, war closed in upon her. In the death camps of Adolf Hitler, she was again driven to the depths of horror. This time, Jesus Christ was with her, the God who himself endured horror, and Rose witnessed constantly of his presence and comfort. After her liberation and the return of her health, Rose began again the missionary work she had so briefly loved. This time again, foreign tanks streaming into the country stopped her work. The communist takeover of Czechoslovakia brought with it the forbidding of evangelism and missionary activity. Again, Rose was hated by the government in power and in danger of arrest, this time as a Christian.
Good morning, Rose. I didn't think you'd celebrate May Day by staying in bed. I brought you a cup of tea. Now, don't knock over the tray. It's just on the foot of the bed.
Oh, good morning.
There'll be no trying to have meetings today, my girl. No distributing of Bibles. The streets are jammed already for all this communist frippery. Trucks have been rolling past the apartment since dawn. Now, I'm amazed that you didn't hear them. I'm amazed you're still in bed. Now, have some tea.
Oh, no. You have it. Do not waste it.
Let me look at you. Rose, you're burning up. What in the world?
Oh, now do not jiggle the bed.
Are you in pain?
It is the same old pains from all the beatings in the camps.
Rose, you look terrible. You've got to go to the hospital.
Yeah, I think so.
Shalom, Rose. You decided to open your eyes.
Shalom?
Yes, this is a Jewish hospital, just for Jews from the camps. Your friend brought you here a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, what year is it?
It's 1948. Don't you mean that day?
Oh, yeah.
It's the 14th of May.
The 14th?
Rose, I want to roll your bed out into the ward. It won't disturb your intravenous feeding to move you. Something very wonderful is happening today. I want you to be a part of it.
What?
Do you have a shortwave radio at home?
No.
But how much do you know about the war in Palestine?
Only that our people have been fighting the British.
Oh, where have you been? The war is over.
Over?
Oh, don't you know? We won.
We won? We won? You mean Jews will be able to return to Palestine?
Now I'm going to push your bed into the ward so that you can be with everyone. It's almost time for the BBC World Service. We heard last night, but the news was not clear.
Oh, hurry. Yeah, I'll hurry. Is it possible? God has given Palestine back to us Jews. Quiet, everyone, quiet.
Yom Kiyum Hamandat Habriti Aler Israel.
By virtue of our natural and historic right, and on the strength of the resolution of the UN General Assembly, the representatives of the Jewish people declare the establishment of a Jewish state to be known as Israel.
Lord, can it be that you would let me be part of the return? All the doors in Czechoslovakia are closing to my work. Daily, the communists threaten to arrest me for being a missionary. Oh, Lord, if you make me well again, could it be that you would send me to Palestine with my people? And Lord, who will tell them there about the Messiah? Behold, I will gather them from the remote parts of the earth. They shall return. Oh, blessed, blessed God. Thank you.
Shalom, shalom.
You didn't get a visa.
No, not this week, not last week, not last month, not next month. The communists will not let me go.
Oh, it's insane. Surely they are helping you at the Palestinian Council?
But to them, I am not a Jew. I can't believe it.
Oh, it's an outrage.
I am a Christian. I am even a Christian missionary. Therefore, they insist I cannot be a Jew. The tiny fact that Hitler had no trouble accepting me as a Jew does not seem to make the smallest difference. Oh, I'm fired.
It's no use trying the American consulate again? Your brother's in America?
The communists will not let ordinary citizens emigrate anywhere. You have to be a Jew.
But you are a Jew. Completely, totally.
Perhaps the Lord wants me to stay here.
Rose, you can't stay here.
What do you mean?
The police were here again today. It was the usual threats. But, Rose, they mean them. I'll be leaving, too.
You?
Of course. I'm a missionary, too, and a foreigner. I'm being sent back to Canada, and it's just as well. They won't allow any missionary work here, so what's the use?
When?
Oh, well, Rose, I think it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow. Well, you have to laugh. They just come with a paper and that's it. Can't have you going around saying goodbye to all your friends and telling people all about it.
I will miss you.
Not for long, you won't.
Oh, you will come back and visit, will you?
No, you'll come and visit me.
Oh, certainly. I will just run down to the embassy and ask them to let me go off to Canada.
Visiting isn't the same as immigrating. Don't you worry, Rose Woman. I used to work for the Canadian Parliament. I'll see to it that they let you come to Canada, even if it is just for a visit. You won't be long after me. You just stay out of jail.
Mrs. Gordon was as good as her word. Although Rose was forbidden as a Christian Jew to emigrate from Europe to Palestine, she was permitted to visit Canada. Mrs. Gordon met her ship in Montreal and traveled across Canada with Rose by train, arranging speaking engagements. Churches were packed to hear the testimony of this frail Jewish Christian who passed through the Holocaust, upheld by the presence of Jesus Christ. But even in Canada, the papers necessary for Rose to be with her beloved people in Palestine could not be obtained. And now, Rose had a more personal reason for longing to continue her ministry in Palestine.
Well, that was a fine testimony you gave at church, Sister Rose.
Oh, yes, it's an honor to have you and Mrs. Gordon at our table. I am still not used to all the food. It is wonderful, but heaping bowls of potatoes and vegetables, and to eat meat.
Well, it's all grown right on our farm, even the meat, you know. We slaughter our own meat, too.
I only wish I could take some of it home to Czechoslovakia.
Oh, them communists can just feed themselves as far as I'm concerned.
Well, now that's not very Christian, dear.
Yeah, well, I don't like that Joe Stalin. He's got a cool face, if you ask me.
Oh, well, this has been a lovely meal.
I'm very sorry, Rose, that they won't let you go to Israel.
Yeah.
Even my sister Felice and her husbands were able to go.
But they're Christians, too, you said, as well as Jews.
Yeah, but their two boys went on ahead, so the parents were allowed to go join them. They're all the family I have left, and I may never see them again.
Excuse me, I'll get it. Well, hello, sir. Yes, she's right here. We're just finishing our Sunday dinner, sir. Yes, sure enough. We can come right over. Of course I know where you live. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Well, that was my member of Parliament. He's been reading about you in the paper, and he called Ottawa about you. He liked what you said about freedom.
Freedom?
Now, when that newspaper reporter asked you what you liked most about Canada, you said freedom.
Oh, I remember.
Well, he's been working on it, and he's got some good news for you.
Oh, Rose, if he called Ottawa and he has good news, Ottawa is our capital.
Well, let's get over to his house. He wants to tell you in person.
Rose's visa from Czechoslovakia, allowing her to emigrate to what she called the Promised Land, actually arrived in Montreal, where she had speaking engagements. Mrs. Gordon herself was able to put Rose on the plane that would take her to New York and on to Tel Aviv. Her stop in America allowed Rose a joyful reunion with her brother, who had immigrated so many years earlier, and from America, she boarded the plane to Tel Aviv. Most of the passengers were Jewish immigrants, and throughout the long journey, memories, emotions, their own private anguishes and hopes gripped those returning to a land they had never seen. As the aircraft began to descend in preparation for arrival, the coastline of Israel could be seen for the first time. Passengers crowded the windows, straining for a first sight of their ancient homeland. The memory of the millions who perished in the ovens of the death camps, who died praying for the preservation of the Jewish people, filled every mind. everyone was weeping, embracing, praying fervently in Yiddish. The blood thundered in Rose's head as she descended the steps from the plane. When her foot touched the solid ground of Israel, automatically, she became a citizen.
It was a hot summer day when I stepped from the plane, and my foot touched the pavement. I was a citizen of Israel. Hitler had not prevailed. I was living proof that God remained faithful to his people. Tears streamed down my face as I saw above me the blue and white Star of David billowing in the morning sky. I was part of the promise. I had returned. My hands tightened around the little Bible I was carrying. I had much missionary work to do.
On the book by Myrna Grant. Stories of Great Christians is produced by the Department of Broadcasting of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago.